Hello, good morning, good afternoon, bienvenue, wherever you might be in the world. Thank you for tuning in again to another episode of In the Street. This episode is brought to you in part by Street Shelter Ministries of Dallas and paparazziaccessories.com to fit your fashion needs. Get your fashion fix on. If you would like to sponsor any portion of any conversation that we might have, feel free to inbox us at inthestreetsezine@gmail.com. The link will be posted in the description of this recording. And this program is designed to help create and generate community awareness as well as togetherness towards the homeless community. So today we are going to continue the conversation, and we do not have a guest today. But I just wanted to talk to you about some things because I've been on a lot of social media, perhaps way too much social media, but in that, been tweeting with some community members on in the Dallas community who are at odds with how the community block looks after we've served the homeless population. And the big issue is that there's a lot of trash or clothing strewn all over the street from different service communities. What I'd like to address is very simple. As we've been talking about this, the entities in question have been saying, just don't give the people, if you just stop serving them, then we wouldn't have this problem. And I see the city of Dallas really trying to criminalize the act of service in the homeless portion. So we as servers need to be, first of all, aware of the distribution. I'm not in agreement with not serving, but I am in agreement with keeping the block clean because of the businesses and the area in which we are serving. Being mindful that we're serving the homeless population, and there are times when you are dealing with those that are not of sound mind. Some have addictions and some are just used to street life to where they don't take care of that which they are given. Doesn't mean that you stop giving. Just means that you give in a way that is conducive to community togetherness. So the beef has been where I see people taking pictures and complaining, but the same person is not willing to help organize a cleanup or to talk to the ministries that are serving to make them aware of the aftermath. And I think a lot of ministries, you know, you have individual people who come out, you have churches that come out, and it's a weekend thing where everybody goes to a certain area of the city of Dallas or Fort Worth, Irving, wherever the homeless might be, and they come out with a genuine heart to connect with those that are homeless and to serve the homeless populace with either clothing, like right now, we're doing winter clothing drives. So people are coming out with coats and pants and socks and underwear and hygiene and food. And a lot of that ends up, as the gentleman stated, on the ground, all over the floor, you know, all over the ground. And being that the areas in which they're serving are also a lot of businesses. So it creates a lot of trash and defecation and things like that. So in that, I don't believe that not serving the homeless is an idea. I believe that creating a collaborative effort to keep the block clean. Fort Worth has by far the best idea that I've seen in a long time. And I believe it's being done in California and a few other states around the United States where they are actually employing those that are homeless as cleanup crews. I don't see why we can't do that here in Dallas. I don't see why we can't make a collaborative effort because we understand that the people that we're serving need to be served. We've been called to serve. And if you are any follower of any religious belief, you will understand that serving those that are less fortunate is a key theme, no matter what your religious belief is. I don't care if you're a Muslim, a Buddhist, it's same principles. Okay. You take care of those who don't have, whether they take care of what you give or not. Very simple, okay? But I do believe that instead of constantly taking photographs and bashing those that are serving, that we could do a better job if we can show those photos to those that are serving and collaborate with them and communicate to them as well as those that are out in the street. If we were paying people to help clean up, I think not only could that better the life of the person who's cleaning up, but it would better the block. And being that they are homeless, they could communicate better to those in the homeless community that, hey, brother, hey, sister, we need to do a better job. We can tighten this up. We can get this cleaned up. But you can also help somebody get themselves together financially and get into housing. I think Fort Worth has by far the best idea when it comes to dealing with the city cleanup. You know, make it a job and organize. I think organization is the key thing, because we can communicate ineffectively and we can throw out our opinions and we can make demands and everything. But, and then we can put our heads in the sand and act like, well, until they come to me and say something, it's not my problem. But if you're a servant, and you're serving the homeless, it is our problem, because we need to respect the blocks in which we're serving. It's not just that we're serving the homeless, but we serve the community at large. So we need to get it together. And I am excited to, this weekend, this coming weekend, we're going to start a block cleanup, even if I got to do it by myself. But we're calling on all ministries, youth programs, mentor programs. We're asking you to come out and help us, rain or shine, get the block cleaned up. Come with your garbage bags, come with your gloves, come with sandwiches, come with something. Could just come and help us to clean up. And we're going to start on St. Paul by Bridge of North Dallas Shelter Ministries, which is where a common occurrence of the complaint for cleanup has always come. And we do understand that the city of Dallas has a green team, a clean team, but we as ministers who are out here serving also need to take part in that. And that's what I believe. I think that we need to do better in the collaborative effort. We need to be stronger in how we serve, not just who we serve. And a lot of people will agree, some will disagree, but that's the main thing. I think that we need to really organize better and do better, be stronger, be consistent with not just who we serve, but how we serve. And you're welcome to give comments, feedback. This coming Wednesday, we will be talking to Ms. DeChambria McQueen of the McQueen Foundation. She recently had a wonderful Thanksgiving feast for the homeless. And, you know, we do a lot in the community, and I absolutely love her spirit and her integrity. And we will be talking with her about her ministry, and we will also be speaking with Ms. Kara Mendelson later in the week as well, who is running for a city council position and has been on the board of many homeless engagement organizations and is very active in the community for homeless rights. So I just wanted to give you guys a good heads up. This was going to be a real short one. We're going to post today, and then I'll post again tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, but Wednesday. And I just thank you for listening. And I ask you to do share this segment. We just want to keep it open and honest. You know, poverty is not going anywhere. As long as there are rich, there will be poor. As long as we're going where we're going, where money is the only object, then humanity is going to be at a disadvantage. I'm a firm believer that until you've walked in somebody's shoes, you really don't get the fullness of their journey. I don't care who it is. You need to understand why they are the way they are, who they are, how they got in that position. As I stated in a previous broadcast, you know, no child grows up wanting to be an alcoholic or a drug addict or a prostitute. They don't grow up wanting to be trafficked. They don't grow up wanting unwarranted attention. They don't grow up desiring to just live on the street. It's dangerous on the streets. You know, it's not conducive to really being your best. You know, it's at your lowest point. And to look down on somebody because of their situation is just wrong. You know, you wouldn't want somebody to look down on you for your mistakes or how you choose to live your life. You don't reserve the right to look down on somebody else because of their situation. In lighter news, our first publication of In the Streets Ezan will be hitting the airwaves and networks mid-January of 2019. Is our first episode where we will talk about community and homeless engagement, where we will address how to get actively involved in your community and know what's going on, know what's happening. What are the agendas of those who are governing our state and local governments? What is the agenda? What interests you? How you can get involved and see where your dollars and donations are really going? As I think it's very important to put your time where your money is. Put your time where your donations go. Volunteer. Go and really see what's going on. Talk to people that are being served. You know, it's one thing to throw money at a situation or an opinion, but until you've actually put your hands in it, till you actually felt the dirt between your fingers and your toes in the situation, you really won't fully understand. You really have to go in and understand what it is to be homeless, how these shelters operate, because they're not created to create foundations for people to stand on and get better or get out of their situations. They are run like human McDonald's franchises, flipping people left and right, because as they tell you coming in, there's somebody waiting to take your place. So if you want to stay in this place, you better stay in your place. You know, the constant threat of being put out of a place when you're already out is constant. And there is a lot of human trafficking that goes on in these places, a lot of theft, a lot of drug selling and furthering of addictions, which leads to more trafficking. There's so much that goes on in the shelter that people don't really understand when their fundraiser is being thrown in the air. When you don't go behind the scenes and see what the Grand Wizard is doing, you really need to have an understanding of what is happening when you've given what you believe to be a good deed. Same with the cleaning up of the block. We're doing a good deed, but at the same time, we need to do a due diligence. So that's where I am with that. I'm thanking God for having walked through the journey to be able to understand both sides of the fence. But I always encourage people, don't just talk about it, be about it, get involved. If you don't like the situation and you don't like what it's doing to your community, get involved. Talk with the people who are serving your community. Show them the aftermath. Let's see if we can get some groups together. Adopt a block and just clean up the block when the service has taken place. You know, we need to do a greater diligence. We need to be stronger. We need to be wiser. And we need to be more in tune with what's happening versus just what we're doing. We need to make sure that our service is A1+. And I humbly invite anybody who's listening, if you have ideas, if you have another spin or take on this, if your community is doing something unparalleled, unprecedented, if your community is doing something that is benefiting not just the homeless population, but the entire community and making it better. One of the things that we want to do with In the Streets is bridge the gap between community and homelessness so that we stop looking down on people who are already down. We don't need to make somebody feel worse about their situation. We need to show them that there's a way out and bridge the community and build each other up rather than tear each other down. nobody grows up thinking that, you know, homeless is the only thing I want to be, or that's the thing to be, or it happens. Life happens. Life happens. Life happens. And every single one of us, I don't care if you live in a multi-million dollar mansion or if you live in a hut somewhere, every one of us has the capability and capacity to be homeless. I mean, look at the people who just had everything lost in Paradise, California. They never thought a day that they would lose everything. And many people died. Many homes were burnt to the ground, you know, and they're still trying to put those fires out. But there's a whole bunch of rich people who are homeless. Everything's gone. Everything's gone. Barely made it out with their lives. So don't think that tragedy only comes for certain kinds of people. Tragedy doesn't care what your religion is, doesn't care what color you are, doesn't care anything about your sexual preference, doesn't care about your age, your gender, doesn't care what part of the world you live in, doesn't care how much money you have in the bank or don't. Tragedy comes for us all just like death and taxes, honey. It's coming. It's coming. And whether you prepare for it or not, it's got your name on it. And everybody's just one whisper away from being in the person's shoes that they're putting down. So just be mindful of that. I thank you guys for tuning in. I thank you for listening to me ramble on. That was just for fun. But I really do want to be mindful. And I humbly invite you to join the conversation. If you'd like to be a guest, feel free to inbox us at inthestreetsezine@gmail.com. The link will be listed in the description of this program. And we just thank you for your attention. Do share this information. If you'd like to sponsor, you can reach us at the same email. Our prices are very reasonable, and we will gladly give you a shout out during one of our conversations. So again, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate the time that you spent with us. And God love you. Godspeed. You be blessed. Take it easy.